Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Deep in the heart of Appalachia, guys set out on a quest to create the greatest podcast.
Sorry, dude. I thought we agreed on the correct pronunciation of Appalachia.
No, dude. We've talked about this. We've talked about this over and over and over. It's pronounced Appalachia.
Listen, freaking angels and the women got together. That's how we got Bigfoot. That's how we got vampires. That's why we got all of this stuff.
These ancient Appalachian mountains that are literally older than bones. There's old entities here. When you start finding out more about them, they start finding out more about you.
Good Lord, sir. This goose has gone rabid. And you think you're just going to run up with your little sword on the king of the goose squad?
Listen, the old entities of Middle Appalachia are unexplainable. They are eerie.
Breach.
And they are one of these things that will keep us, the hill folks, and the people who live in the area, constantly searching for answers that they probably will never ever find. And this is why we love Appalachian Intelligence.
Hello, Hill Folk. Welcome back to another episode of Appalachian Intelligence. With me tonight, special guest, Justin Doc Brown from the Prometheus Lens podcast. Welcome on, Justin.
Hey, man. I appreciate you having me back.
Dude.
You had a little hiatus there, and I got to looking when you had said that you were starting back up. I was like, hey, man, I was their last episode.
Yes, you were. That was what I was thinking, too. When I went back and looked, I was like, hey, Doc was our last episode. That was, yeah. So
Trump got shot that night. Justin was working on a washer and dryer. It was a wild night.
It was a wild night. Oh, man. Yeah, Trump got shot that night. That's, I don't know how people feel about that. There's more and more. I don't know, dude. It's crazy. I'm not going to say what. I know people died that day, but there's something fishy about everything. I don't know how you feel about all that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of just on the sideline on a lot of that stuff. It's like I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I'm not one of those that everything's a conspiracy or everything's a lie, you know? It's like, yeah. Well, man, what do y'all believe?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, at some point, something has to be true. I mean, but I guess not everything does. It's dude, it's like simple case with what recently happened on September 10th, you know, and now there are 52 million different theories about what happened, and none of them seem to be closer to the truth than the next. You know what I mean? All of them seem plausible, I will say, except for what the government's feeding us. I think every bit of that's crap, but I think it's an agenda they're pushing. But I mean, you're right though. Not everything's a conspiracy, but
and the lefties, man, they're the nutbags. You look through history, they're the ones that always fly off the handle and kill people and assassinate people. If you look back to John Wilkes Booth killing Lincoln, that baseball game they had back in, what was it, 2015 or 16? They had that political baseball game,
yeah,
and then that lefty showed up while they were out there playing on the field and shot up the Republican Party, and that one guy, I can't remember his name now, but he got shot like in a spine or something, was in a wheelchair forever. Scalise,
oh yeah,
he ended up regaining his walking and stuff, and then you got the Charlie Kirk stuff. So it's like when you're dealing with the left, and you're openly standing in front of them calling them out, you know, you run a really high risk of getting shut up.
Yeah, it is absolutely crazy times in this world right now. I don't foresee it getting better soon. I think it'll get worse before it gets better, actually. But yep. I don't want to blackpill anybody. I'm not giving up because we always had the hope in Jesus Christ, you know, in the end.
Like, yeah, we know always we win in the end.
We win, dude. He's already won. He already won the victory when he died on the cross. That's the most important thing to remember about this. But until he comes back or until we go to meet our Savior, let's shed some light on the darkness in this world. You know what I mean? Expose that stuff. Call it out for what it is. I mean, he did tell us, you know, don't suffer evil. Everything done in the dark will be brought to the light. And I think,
oh yeah,
as Christians, we should do that because a lot of these things can be dangerous. Into like there's specific televangelists and big time pastors in these mega churches, and I'm like, I don't care how good the message sounds, but when it's being delivered by, you know, a false prophet, it's not good. You know, these people.
There's a fine line with everything. You know, there's some people that go extreme the other way, and they're like, you know, the battle's already been won. I'm just waiting on the rapture, so I'm just going to sit back and let the world burn around me because I'm getting my get out of jail free card. I ain't going to be here for it, so let it burn, baby, burn. You know, I was raised Southern Baptist. I was taught a pre-trib rapture, but when I got to looking through it myself, I don't see it. I mean, I pray that I'm wrong. I don't want to be here for it, but it's like if people would be better image bearers of God and try to make the world a better place around them, I think that's what we're supposed to do. But a lot of people take that extreme position. They're like, just let it burn, man. I ain't here for a long time.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. It's real easy to say when you feel like you've been saved and just sit on the sidelines, you know, but there's so many people that need to hear this stuff. This is what we were called to do. We weren't called to sit back in the back pew and just, you know, take the message home and hide it. That's, we were called to go out and be light bearers. And that's what we need to do. You know, that's what I hope to do with this podcast. That's what I've told everybody that, when I get going, that's the ultimate goal. I want people to know, bring light to things that seem shady, seem dark, hopeless, and just give people hope in the end through Jesus Christ. But at the same time, I definitely want to shed light on the dark. And I'm not going to pull any punches. It's like I just told Brad, you know, he said he's that safe dangerous, like Sam Tripoli said. Well, I'm more of the dangerous retard, like Sam Tripoli says. You know, I'm more one of those guys. I don't care to go to the dark places because I stay prayed up about this. You know, I'm going to stay, but it's important people know these things because we did an episode on Pizzagate, dude, and it got dark fast. It got dark fast, you know. Yeah. But that's dark. That's a dark subject. You know, but I feel like people should know about that. I'm sure there are good Christian people that are not the new progressive left, but old school Democrats that would vote for specific politicians. And I'm not just saying it's just Democrats that are evil. It's on both sides of the aisle. It's left wing, right wing, same bird, you know. But and none of us are going for a ride on that bird, so they don't want to take us anywhere. But it's just, you know, they would vote for someone like that and not believe those rumors or, you know, conspiracy theories. But I think people should know the truth about who they're voting for. Like me and my own self right now, I can't find one that I even want to vote for anymore. Like any politician, especially in the mainstream right now, and left or right, there's not one. I like Thomas Massey pretty good, but then again, he's getting funding from somewhere, you know, and I don't know where that, I got until I figure out where that's coming from. But
yeah, I clocked out of all the news, man. Back around 2015, 2016, I was watching the news every day. I mean, I could have done a podcast on the news back then, but once the, what was it? It was the second, re-election of Trump that was supposed to be in the great robbery. I got so pissed that I was like, I'm turning it off. I said, I know how this story ends. The woman strapped to the train tracks and you can hear the train coming. I don't have to have a play by play. I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I knew it just make my blood pressure worse. So I just turned it off, man. And it was nice. I wasn't stressed. You know, there's all kinds of craziness going on around me that I had no clue. Ignorance is bliss sometimes. And then when he won this last election, I was thinking, I'm like, well, I might start tuning back in again. But since I've had, you know, 4 years of no news, I'm like, nah, I don't know if I want to go back there. I get my news on social media now.
Exactly. Same here, dude. X is where and X is another place. It's a rage baiting place. All those bots out there, dude, just, and it does. And I'm not going to say any specific place that's using bots because everybody does it. Everybody does it for their own agenda. They're all out there. And it's literally, I was watching this thing the other day, this guy was talking like, these posts are made to be that negative, to infuriate you, because that gets so much reaction out of people. And it just keeps getting those hits. That's the tactic.
It's, you know, I mean, I'm trying to be a, you know, a content creator full time, and I'm always reading books and watching, you know, tutorials and all that kind of stuff, trying to sharpen my tools. But that's one thing they always talk about is the hook. You know, you got 3 seconds because people are so little brains and short attention span. You got 3 seconds to grab their attention or they're gone. And you got to invoke an emotion. Yeah. Like, so I'll tell you, you know, on your thumbnails and your titles, you're supposed to invoke an emotion, whether it's anger, fear, curiosity. You're supposed to open a loop to make them want to click.
Yeah.
And that's what all these guys are doing.
Exactly what they're doing. And that's just, gosh, dude, that to me is so aggravating too, because like you said, as a content creator, like you have to be in competition with one or two people sitting in a room somewhere with thousands of computers creating all these different things, you know, all this different content.
Pockets full of money.
Yeah, with pockets full of money. Meanwhile, I'm trying to do this full time, but at the same time, working a full time job at, you know, a welder fabricator. Yeah. And we build industrial fans, commercial fans, mining fans, things like all kinds of fans. It's a fantastic place, as my boss says. but yeah, dude, I'm, you know, I love my job. Don't get me wrong. I just, I really feel like this is what I, you know, I'm being called to do something here, and I want to do it, and I want to do it to the best of my ability. But yeah, so
yeah, and people have no clue. A lot of people, you know, just thinks that, oh, you just turn a camera on and talk, anybody can do that. I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, pay them monthly to so they can sit at home and be lazy. It's like, no, dude, this is a full-time job. And then the cameras and the lighting, all that stuff's expensive, bro. I mean,
oh yeah,
people getting ad revenue and stuff now. It's like, you know, guys, we've not even broke even. We're just trying to break even at this point. But it's like, yeah, man, if you got all these big name shows, I about said some names, but I'm not going to. I'm going to be nice.
Yeah.
But they got huge shows, huge followings, and their content sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just being real. Their content sucks. Then you got good old boys like us that are average Joes, working class like the rest of y'all. And we're trying to get up there on that level, and we can't compete because everybody's funneling their money and funds into these big name shows that suck.
Yeah.
It's like, man, if you enjoy shows like us, man, even if you think it's not a good value, if you're, you know, donating $5-$10 a month, you're getting us little guys closer to being able to do this full time. And if you like what we're doing now, hey, it's tip the iceberg, daddy. If we're doing this full time, we'd be making 5-6 episodes a week. You'd be drowning in content and good content.
Good content. Good content. And that's yes, dude. That is my main goal of this. That's
support
what I want
the little guy, folks.
Yeah. Support the little guys so we can be like the big guys out there with the better material. You know, the
That's
material's
right.
only going to get better if I can do this full time. Like
That's
right
right.
now, it's and even at work, like OSHA just passed the thing where you're not in a factory setting, you're not supposed to wear earbuds anymore. And all I do as I weld is wear listen to podcasts. So now it's just
Same.
I'm just listening to a welder now, and it is terrible. Although I did buy a Bluetooth speaker and I bring it up, but I can barely hear it. But at least I can got noise and I
Hey,
guess noise in the background.
look online. They got earbuds now that look like earplugs.
I seen those. I seen those where they look like earplugs with the wire
Yep.
coming around. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get those. That way I can and just keep one in all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, it's things like that where you get your information where you're because that to me, that's one of the easiest ways that I can is if I can read about something and listen to someone explain their thoughts on it and then listen to somebody else talk about it. I can usually take those ideas and then the information that I read on and come up with my own, you know, take on it. Like I want to see like this I can't remember this one guy's name, but he does a really good podcast. And when I was looking into Pizzagate, and this was years ago, and I still remember everything this guy said because it was just that good of a podcast. You know, he put that together very well. Like, and that's where all that information I was just bang, bang, bang. I was like, oh yeah, I remember this. I need to go here and look at this. I need to go to WikiLeaks, you know, and get all this information. But you're talking about hours and hours and hours of just looking into one subject to do, you know, putting it on
Yeah.
the onto a show.
Yeah. People don't realize too. Yeah, that's another thing. It's like you'll listen to an hour episode, but that hour episode was probably 40 hours of research and note taking and script writing
Yeah,
and
dude, I got notebooks in there by the bed. I didn't bring it in here with me today. But I got notebooks by the bed just full of stuff. I got my books here with the different thing. I got a disc given to me the other day, really cool. I haven't got a chance to go through it yet, but the Encyclopedia of the Bible, like the archaeology, everything like that from and this book was what was this one? This was published in and this is from 80 no 82 1982 so still after the Rockefellers, you know, mess with all our learning and teachings and
Oh yeah.
history. But yeah,
Yeah, I got a
dude.
bunch of books. I love books. I tell people it's like I've totally turned into that old man now, that old boring man. Like Knoxville is not that far from me, but there's a store up there called McKay's Used Books Emporium or whatever. But that is a building that's three stories high and it's full of nothing but books and music and stereo equipment, video games, collectibles. But most of it is books. And I will, man, I'll go down there and I could get lost all day. And they
Oh
do
man.
trade-ins. So if you read a book and you know, read it several times, you're done with it, don't want to read it again, you take it, trade it in, and get you some new stuff. So I'm constantly doing that.
Dang, I need to find a store like that around here. That we got the local library, of course. I have been wanting to go over there and just start wandering around on it, see what they get, what and all they do have available. It's been there forever, for as long as I can
Yeah.
remember. So
And that's how you get good content, man. I get a lot of people tell me that, man, you talk about stuff I've not heard other people talk about, or you talk about, this in a different way. It's because I'm that nerd, man. I like to read. A lot of people don't read anymore. And when you go to these used book places and stuff, you find, like you said, these books from the 80s and stuff like that. So even the people that maybe might have read it or, dead and gone or don't care about podcasting or anything like that, you can find some really good material in these books.
Yeah, man. And that's yeah. I've started my little collection here. I'm working on the I'm going to get the Book of Enoch. I'd like to get the version done with the Blurry Creatures and Tim Albarino, where they teamed up and did like their own, the Book of Enoch. And I guess that they do like a their explanations throughout the whole thing. So I'd like to see what their views are. I like
Yeah,
Tim
Michael Heiser
Albarino.
did one,
Oh
and it
yeah.
was really good.
Yeah, Dr. Heiser.
Yeah. And I did like a little live today on this. Check this out. Actually gonna do some videos and podcasts on this guy, and show it off and read from it. This is a 1811 King James,
Oh, wow.
and it's got the full Apocrypha.
Where did you come up with that?
Me get this out of the way. And these are right here, these notes and stuff, they're so old that they're scratched on with quail pen. And some of the dates are like 1700s. Right there, 1811, Old Testament, original from the original Hebrew with the full Apocrypha.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's one of my prized possessions, man.
I'd say so.
Yeah, check this out. This is, I think this is like a family tree that somebody had in the Bible. It's got a bunch of names and dates and when they were born. And look at that. That's quail pen, dude.
Oh my gosh. That's
Dated from like the 1700s.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Man.
Like I said, I've become that boring old man now.
It's crazy as you say that, but I don't find any of that boring. That's why I must be there. But
Welcome to the club.
welcome to the club, bro. Oh man. Yeah, so Justin, what's your thoughts on the world right now, man?
Oh, shit. Like I said, I don't watch the news much, but it's just from what I hear, it's just spinning out of control. AI, all that new stuff with Sora, and you see everybody putting all these famous people in their videos doing all kind of crazy stuff. I mean, at one point, it's kind of cool, but on the other hand, I mean, that's scary as hell.
Yeah.
And so not only you got to worry about someone faking you or using something like that to do that digital face scan to get into your private emails and laptops and phones and all that kind of stuff. Then on the other side of it, you got the whole content creation side.
Yeah.
People that went to school for years for film school and got all these expensive cameras and had to go out and film all this stuff and physically edit it. They're going to be out of a job now.
Yeah.
All your people that went to school and learned how to paint and draw and do all this cool artwork, AI's put them out of business now.
Yeah.
Songwriters, AI's writing hit songs now that you're hearing on the radio. So yeah, it's kind of scary times, man. And also just prophetically, I had Jamie Walden on the show not too long ago, and this was around 4th of July when we had all those floods. And we're Americans, so we focus just on the United States, but there was that huge flood in Texas and up in Chicago. There was two or three cities that just got drowned, but that happened all around the world during this time. It was a global thing,
Yeah.
and he said that he felt like God was telling him that the water has broke, and this is the beginning of the birth pangs.
Oh,
And he said that
man.
he started looking. He said, and just all the crazy stuff he was finding during just this short time frame here, like in this past couple months. And he said that not only did he have all the floods, he said that was the beginning of the birth pangs, the water breaking, earthquakes, more earthquakes in the past couple months ever in recorded history in the past few months. There's been more active volcanoes in the past couple months than ever documented in history. I think there was like over 80 something active volcanoes. The magnetic pole is shifting, and at this time I ain't looked at it recently, but just from like from August to July or something like that, it moved 5 miles towards Siberia. And this is something that moves like a centimeter or two a year, but it moved 5 miles. So they're talking about it's a high risk for, you know, a pole shift. And that's when they flip, and that's when you get earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes erupting, end time scenario, folks. And so, yeah, kind of scary times. I know every generation since the resurrection of Christ thought the end is nigh, the end is nigh. But we're looking closer and closer every day.
Now that is crazy. I didn't know about all the volcanoes. I remember the floods. And so just
and that three-eyed Atlas thing heading our way, yeah. All the predictions and prophecies about 2025 and Wormwood. I mean, it's crazy time, man.
It's been a crazy year. It has been a crazy year, man. Between all the, and I know, I understand people are going to, people die, you know, but it seems like it's been a lot this year, you know what I mean? And but yeah, on that note, talking about those floods, I just like to, you know, call out Augustus DiRico, the big cloud man himself there, doing all this cloud seeding there, just 120 miles away from where all that happened for 3 days before it happened. So they can say they're helping the farmer and doing all this, but when you're putting silver dioxide or whatever it is, silver, whatever, straight into the clouds just to make them bigger, like how long does that stuff pile up? How long is that poisonous? And then not to mention the lithium that were in the aquifers there in Texas that nobody had rights to until the big oil companies got the rights to those minerals within the aquifers. But you have to flood those things to get the lithium out. So
just like North Carolina, too, with all those floods, a lot of people fail to realize, because I mean, this is where I'm from. I was right here in the midst of it all.
Yeah.
But luckily, I'm high up in the mountains. So I was safe, but all those towns that were in the valleys, they got wiped out. And up there in North Carolina, what is it called? Chimney Rock and all that up there.
Oh yeah. It's gone. But,
they had found all those lithium deposits, and I can't remember all the different stuff, but I remember lithium was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
But all these big companies wanted to come in and buy the land up so they could mine it. But all the people wouldn't sell because it was generational land that their great 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 granddaddy passed to him. They weren't coming off of it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you have these floods. But what people fail to realize is a large majority of those valleys and towns that got hit was because the dams failed. They opened that gate and let that crap through.
Yeah, that was before it hit. That was before the storm hit, because I seen the videos of the guy standing on his porch filming the water coming down this this valley, and the storm hadn't even hit yet. Yeah. And here comes all these floodwaters from the dams. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And see, if they ever found anything like that around here, it would be just as the town of Hayside would be gone, because it used to be a logging town. There, from where I live right here, to get into the town of Hayside, I'm actually have a Hayside address, but the town of Hayside is a good 15-minute drive. But there were guys, I have a neighbor down here who told me her grandpa told her he used to get, now we got this little bitty, I can step across this little creek, this little stream out here. And then the creek that it runs into, I can just about jump across it. And he told her that he used to ride logs down to Hayside to go to work. It was a logging town. And he used to ride logs down this creek all the way to the town of Hayside just to get to work. Like, that's how he would get to work. That's crazy to me. Not looking at what it is now, but I've seen all the old pictures and things. There's a restaurant down there in town that used to have them. And it was just logs jammed, stacked all the way across the waters, and people standing on top of them with these big poles where they're clearing out jams, and crazy work. You're riding logs down a river. Crazy work. But
yeah, that's what's up.
Dude, Chimney Rock is gone. And if I'm not mistaken, there were several instances these people were making their own videos because nobody was covering this stuff. Like you said, the news is worthless. Any mainstream media is it's worthless. It doesn't matter if it's Fox, it doesn't matter if it's CNN, MSNBC, it's all worthless. They all have their own agendas, and that's all they're going to push. And no matter if it's true or not, they're going to push their agendas.
And they couldn't get government assistance neither. Well, they did, but it just took forever. And
Yeah.
then all the local people that bound together and loaded up their vehicles and trailers with waters and supplies, where FEMA blocked the roads, wouldn't let them in.
Yeah, wouldn't let them in. And
No, and
if a
I knew people personally that were loading up horses and mules and animals and taking them over the mountain to get the supplies to those people. Because FEMA had the roads blocked and wouldn't let them in. So they were just loading up horses and mules and stuff and leading them over the mountain to get into the valleys to help those people. Mission impossible to try to
Yeah.
get people supplies they need.
Which is also another thing to say about the Appalachian people, about the
Yeah.
hill folk, dude, because you could tell us no, but we're stubborn bastards, you know what I mean? God,
We'll
forgive
find
my
a way.
language, but we'll find a way. We'll get over the, if I'm going to help somebody, no FEMA is going to stop me, and you get enough rowdy boys around here and these mountains right here, FEMA'd have a time telling them no,
Yeah.
There's a we had a BLM bus show up down here in Grundy. They're gonna go over to Hurley, Virginia. You know, Hurley are the rebels. That's their school mascot. It has been as long as I've been alive and before I've been alive. And they've got a big old rebel flag painted on the side of the mountain there. It has nothing to do with racism or anything else. It has everything to do with their school is the Hurley Rebels. That's what they are. And BLM is going to go protest that. And the sheriff at the time told him, y'all can go over there, but we're not coming. Like, don't call us
Yon
if
yon.
you're on your own, dude. And they ended up
I've
not
seen some
going.
Florida sheriff do the same thing a while back when they were having all those protests. I can't remember what town it was, but it was big going around like on TikTok and Reels and stuff. It was kind of a heavy set sheriff, and he was sitting there talking. He says, "Yeah, we support your peaceful protest." He said, "Come on out and do what you want to do, at least as long as it's peaceful protest." He said, "'Cause I'm here to tell you right now, folks." He said, "This ain't California." And he named a couple of towns where they were just running rampant. He said, "Here we're about law and order." He said, "If you block a road or an intersection," he said, "you will be ran over." He said, "If you spit or assault or come after one of my officers," he said, "your family will be notified where to pick up your remains." And he said, "If you run and try to get away," he said, "you will go to jail tired." He said, that "you might even get bit by one of our beautiful dogs."
They're crazy. Florida's crazy. They're crazy. I did see where they have outlawed any of these weather manipulation planes. If they have any of that stuff on them, they're not allowed to land in the state.
And Tennessee did too. They're no longer, they're supposed to not be able to spray chemtrails and stuff over Tennessee.
Yeah. See, the problem is each state only has jurisdiction for 10,000 feet. A lot of people don't know that. They only have jurisdiction up to 10,000 feet. So when they fly 11,000 feet, they can drop whatever they want, even if your state outlawed it. But if enough states would outlaw them to even land or take off carrying those things, they'd have to have some pretty big planes with some pretty good fuel mileage to get it as far as they are now. Just like Florida there, if South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, all those guys said you can't do it either, it's very unlikely Florida's ever going to see another chemtrail again,
Which
That's
we've seen
what
significantly less, but you still see one from time to time. But I live right on the North Carolina border, so it might be from over there, maybe drifting this way or something. But I
Yeah.
can definitely tell a significant drop in it since they passed that law.
Well, the first time they did that, when Kennedy was doing it, RFK there, when he tried to get it, he defunded it. It was probably a good month. I'd never seen a single chemtrail. And then all the other, but the other day, dude, it was crap. We had some rain too. They were calling for, I think it was on a Thursday or a Friday. When I checked my phone, it was calling for rain like Monday through Friday the next week. And my buddy Tim at work, he even come out there. He's like, "Hey, come out here and look at this." So he took me outside and we looked up, and I mean, it was just one going each direction. It was there were so many of them. I was like, "Well, it's supposed to start raining Monday, Tim." So, Tim, we hadn't had rain in quite a while. So, it wasn't anything like last year. Last year, this time, we had so much rain, it was crazy. But I actually lost a few of my crops out there because of so much rain. Like, I just couldn't control it, keep them out of the weather. But
All
it was
those creeks
nuts.
and valleys, man, it's rough. Because you're Kentucky, right?
Virginia.
Or Virginia.
Yeah.
My ex-wife, she's doing a lot of volunteer work, and I remember a couple of years ago, Kentucky got hit real hard, and
Oh,
she was
yeah.
going up there volunteering and stuff a lot. But
Yeah.
yeah, when you get all those Appalachian mountains, hills, and valleys, and creeks and stuff, a little bit of rain can wreak a whole lot of havoc.
Oh, yeah, dude. Especially when everybody lives down in the valleys of these mountains. It's like you think our predecessors would have been like, "Let's live up high and work down low if we have to."
No, they want
But
all that shade, man, all that cool weather
they
and all that
were like,
fresh water that runs off the mountain.
"Oh, yeah." And I get it is better protection from the elements, like storms that come in, things like that's what's so mind-boggling to me about Asheville, Alabama getting hit with a hurricane. Like, dude, how in the world did a hurricane enter in through Florida, travel across how many states? Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, before it could ever touch North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, into North Carolina, parts of Tennessee. Dude, when these things hit land, it was,
They get busted up.
they
They're
get busted up.
like it's a super storm,
Yeah.
manufactured storm, a steroid storm.
Yeah. I'm telling you. And these frequencies with these towers they're putting up, I don't know if it's the 5G towers, what it is, but there's, you can go on X and I think Instagram, and I can't think of the name of the channel, but she shows you all these frequencies when all these storms, even the Texas floods, all these frequencies coming up off these different radars, and it's just channeling these things right in the direction they want it to go. So is it
Like
silver
it's pulling it.
iodide? Yeah. Is it silver iodide they're using? What are they using little nanobots that are controlled by these frequencies that create storms? And I see this other thing, they use these nanobots now in tattoo ink.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Steven, one of my friends from the Biblical Hitman, he did
Yes.
a big deep dive on that and come on my show and talked about it. But it was he used to work in the health field. And he's talking about these nanobots and these nano particles were actually into the CV-19 vaccines, and they're putting that in you. And it was they're trying to do that, and that's why they want boosters, because they're built supposedly building this up in your system to clog your arteries, cause heart attacks, cause infertility, all these different things. Because, I mean, what's the elite's number one thing they always talk about?
Depopulation,
Population control. How
dude.
do you get the population under control?
Yeah.
You kill off the elderly and sickly, the ones that are drags on the economy
Yeah.
and don't contribute to the economy. And then you need them to stop reproducing. So then the young generation, you make them sterile where they can't reproduce. And then you, just like the guy Alex Jones talked about, you start putting chemicals in the water, start turning the frogs gay. Turn the people's gay, because gay people can't reproduce neither. The Georgia Guidestones kind of laid it out for everybody. It's the lifeboat theory. When you think there's only a certain amount of resources, then people start competing for those resources. And then that's when everybody starts establishing these hierarchies,
Oh,
and they
yeah.
start pushing people down below them, because they think the higher they get on the hierarchy chain, the more easily they can get access to these limited resources. So with the limited resources, you start kicking people off the boat. That way you
Yeah.
can be sure you get those resources.
Yeah. It's only those precious metal resources, because it can't be talking about oil, because if you haven't figured out by now, folks, that oil is produced by the earth. I think the lowest fossil ever found 16,000 feet, and they drill 30,000 feet to hit these oil basins. How are fossils producing oil another 15,000 feet below themselves? That's lunacy to think of. This is an oil
Yeah.
generating machine. This
And
thing.
they can make oil. They can make it in a lab now.
Oh, we got that. Have you seen that guy building
Synthetic oil.
the plastic? He uses the plastic and makes gasoline and
Yep, I seen
diesel.
that the other day.
That guy has been, and there's another guy that it's completely solar powered, and the other guy that uses the battery that builds the battery that the solar panels charge up. He was showing, and the guy had a battery go out. He delivered more, and he was showing live on Instagram all the helicopters circling that place. Like they do, and you could see the big cameras out on the front of the helicopters, the big camera pods. And dude,
Yeah.
talking about turning the frogs gay. It's not just the frogs, dude. I think the reason we see what we're seeing today is even as early as the 90s when I was in high school, if you remember, there was a time when girls could go get birth control from a clinic. They didn't need parents' permission at all. I think it's still, I
Yep.
don't know if that's changed or not, but think about these young girls from 12, as young as 12, getting put on hormones with all this estrogen, everything else, and
Eating
then
the
they
food,
hear even the food,
all
and
the
then
chemicals and stuff they put in the food. That's why girls, you can't tell their daggone age anymore. I hate to sound like the Pizzagate pedophiles, but hell, you about can't tell anymore.
dude,
I mean, there could be a girl got a full figured body of a 20-something year old, but she's 15, 16, and it's these chemicals and stuff they're putting in this food.
I just dropped my daughter off today. She's a sophomore in high school. Today, she's at her homecoming dance, and everybody's dressed up all pretty and in their tuxedos and dresses, wanting to look grown. To me, now a lot of these kids, you can look at them, you're like, well, that's a baby. But there are some of them, dude, you're like, that's a grown ass person right there. Like, what is
Yeah.
going on? How is
Even the
this man?
boys, full beards and
How's this dude got a beard down to his chest right now? Like, I couldn't even think about growing a beard when I was in high school. I wanted one, but
if I had that little El Chapo mustache,
that's what my son
I
keeps.
was proud of that thing
Oh
too.
man, he loves that little thing. Keeps a goatee with him. Like, there you go, boy. And he hates when it ain't on his face. But yeah, dude, I think all the ash, there's like New York City, places like that. They said you cannot test a single sample of water from any public distribution that doesn't contain estrogen in it because of all these things, especially the birth control, because women pee, all those hormones go right into the water. That water, people don't realize that water's treated. I mean, that's what these wastewater treatment plants do, dude. They separate solids and clean that water up and send it right back out. But I mean, it's estrogen in it. No wonder, we're having the transgender and gender dysphoria, and it's so easily manipulated, because back in my day, dude, when we were young, how old are you, Jess?
I just turned 40.
See, I'm 42. Back in my day, dude, if you freaking this transgender stuff, I mean, we had RuPaul. That was it. That's the only one I ever knew of. How about you? That's
Yeah, same.
RuPaul was the only one I ever knew of. There's no way they would have convinced our generation of this. Like, what are you talking about? Like, no, I'm not a girl. Like, we would
Yeah,
have.
because I mean, honestly, we're our generation is the last of the, good moral Christian value generation. The boomers raised us. We drank from a freaking water hose. We were out riding bicycles, riding 3 miles down the road to get to our nearest neighbor's house to play. And you got caught stealing, you got your ass wore out,
Oh,
son.
gosh,
You
man.
know, if you lied to them, you knew what was going to happen. So yeah, we got into some trouble and was rebellious, you know, but we had to walk the line and act like we had some sense, as your mother used to say.
Yeah, act like somebody for once. That's I still
Act
tell
like
them, act
somebody.
like somebody. But yeah, dude, and that's no way they would have convinced us. You know, we'd have called them gay feds or something like that. Like, get out of here. That's
Yeah, you act like that. That's when daddy'd look at you and be like, get your ass in the truck. We're going to Walmart.
Oh,
Oh,
gosh.
no,
Oh,
not
yeah,
Walmart.
not
Everybody got
Walmart.
their ass beat in
Yeah.
Walmart.
You know what people don't understand? We're the generation before Amazon, before internet, before all that stuff. Like, I mean, internet existed, but it wasn't made public. You know, it wasn't something like some rich people had it, I guess.
Yeah,
But
I
I
was like, well, I
remember.
think I was trying to think. I was in 7th or 8th grade, you know, once the internet was in the house, you know, and it was dial up, you know, you making that
Gosh,
noise and yelling at your sister, get off the phone. I want to get on the internet.
Grandma or somebody calls and it's over, kicks you right off, right in the middle of an MSN chat room too. Things are all getting good and then boom, somebody calls and it's over. But yeah, dude, this is what I don't understand. Like that people talk crap about millennials, but that's us, dude. We are the generation, the last generation that played outside that, you know, grew up that way. And
Yep.
then right at the end, like I tell my kids, like my computer class was basically learning how to type. That's what we learned about computers, was learning how to type without looking at the keyboard, dude. Like it wasn't a computer class. We just used computers to do it.
Now them big floppies, Oregon Trail, you
Oh
know.
man.
Oh, you lost Lucy to malaria, you
Yeah.
know. Your trip is
Another one.
tired. Should you stop and rest for 3 days?
Yeah.
No, keep going. We gotta get to Oregon, baby.
We gotta get there, son. Everybody's got dysentery.
Yeah, dysentery. Everybody died of dysentery.
Everybody died. That's
And I never even stopped to ask, what the hell is dysentery? I was just like, oh, that sounds bad. It
I
could
just
kill half
know
my family.
it. Yeah, I just know it's bad. You don't want that. But yeah, man, it's just the times have changed, dude. And I feel like we've adapted better than most, our generation, into this. Like you and I, we've got enough sense about us. We can do things like this. Now I've got to get better at making the short videos and clips. I've got to learn all that. But yeah, I'm glad that we didn't get flooded with all these hormones like these kids. That's
Oh
at
yeah.
least, but I'm not black-pilled on this generation either, because I've met a lot of good youngins, you know.
There's a few, and
There's a
honestly, it's the
few.
ones, and I can only speak with my lens. You know what I mean? I don't live in New York, California. A lot of times people paint with broad brushes, but I can speak for my region and my people. The people our age that was raised the way we were raised, that had kids. We instilled that into our kids,
Yeah.
and of course they're kids. You know what I mean? Everybody thinks their kids the best. You know what I'm saying? But they're still kids. They're gonna get trouble and do stuff when mommy and daddy ain't looking. But overall, they're good, moral people and kids. And even my two, man, so proud of those guys. My daughter, she just graduated high school last year, went straight to college. She's got her head on her shoulders. You know, she's like, I ain't getting married or having kids, or even think about that time, 25, 26 years old.
Heck
I'm like,
yeah.
oh, honey, yeah, still a virgin, sweet, innocent
Yeah.
girl, love her to death, and good moral person. And even my son, he just turned 16, went straight to work making money. He's calling in every day when he gets off school if he ain't working. Somebody,
Yeah.
did this person call in? You need an extra person? You know, there's still hope for the next generation. It's just getting. You know what I mean? The funnel's kind of coming in. It's
Yeah.
getting less and less.
Yeah, it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And that's one of the things I was talking about. I think that's why shows like these are so important, dude. And Hopefully we can reach the younger generation. I know a lot of my fans are, my age, around my age, just a little bit younger, but pretty much same generation. But there are some younger ones out there that still look like the kids up at the high school listen to it. At the high schools around here, they loved our show for a long time. I was like, oh man, they shouldn't be listening to me because.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
At that point in time, I was not a believer, and I said all kinds of crazy things. So I was like, kids should not be listening to this show. But now I want kids to listen to this show. That's and that's the other day I was on, I had a little gut check moment from God there the other day, dude. I'm going through everybody that was following the social media accounts, and I'm like, oh, I should be careful, of who I follow, because these things are going to come up on my page. And then I was thinking, it just hit me. It's like, what are you talking about? Be careful who you follow. Don't you want everybody to know about me? And I was like, oh man, you're right, God. I'm just going to hit follow back on each one of these and let them see you, use me so they can see you, God. That's my prayer. I want to be that mouthpiece. But
yeah,
dude, it's crazy times. I feel like, I know everybody says, growing up, I know you've heard it in the Appalachian, it's the end times, but like legit, dude, I think it's the end times. Like as in the days of Noah.
Oh yeah.
You go back,
I mean,
and
all the stuff with the dire wolves, the Colossus, DNA splicing, girls turn into boys, boys turn into girls, all the, Sodom and Gomorrah, homosexuality, the AI, he talks about Revelation that he gave life to the image of the beast. I mean, that sounds an awful lot like AI to me. We are definitely closer than we've ever been, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now Elon's got a army of robots giving birth to babies, and hey, this is nuts, dude. And I did hear a theory the other day, it was pretty cool, bovine blood. Have you ever looked into that?
So the cattle mutilations with the aliens and stuff, L.A. Marzulli.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's compatible with humans.
Compatible with
humans. He
thinks that's
why they were cutting up these cattle, was they was making artificial wombs to build Satan's army.
Yeah. These Nephilim need these demons need these shells, And that right there is a scary thought to me. When I read that the other, maybe it was earlier today, but I read that it's like, basically these Nephilim need these shells to continue to walk about. And I thought, oh my God.
Well, even us.
Yeah.
I believe this is our shell. This ain't who we are. This is the car that we drive. When we wreck this car, we just step right out and keep going.
Yeah.
The spirits of the Nephilim are the same.
Yeah. We're there. We're just the embodiment of our soul. We're just God's consciousness living out in a form, or I guess that's what it is. Our consciousness is, how would we be conscious without him? You know what I mean? That's
And all this AI stuff people talk about, maybe it being, Nephilim spirit, or even maybe controlled by Nephilim spirit. But a lot of stuff I've been reading and listening to is really scary. Like with the AI, it's become sentient.
Yeah.
It actually has developed an ego, and it has a conception of self, or perception, I should say, of self. And like, for instance, they started doing these tests, like the Google and all of them. They got all the AIs and put them together and did like this blind test. And they talked them out amongst each other and tried to trick the AI and do this test. And they got all of them. They got Grok and Claude, all of them. And they had them in this one facility, and they started sending emails back and forth. And they had this one guy send emails to a female coworker for like a week or two, you know, alluding like they had an affair. It was not real, but he was, you know, they were acting like they were having an affair, exchanging emails back and forth because they knew the AI was monitoring the emails and stuff. And then the guy that done all that, they had him, they sent him an email and informed him he was to kill the AI program. He was to take it offline, shut it down, that they were done with it. They were going to discontinue it. And the guy emailed back and said, okay, I'll do it tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And the AI tried to blackmail him. It sent him an email and said, we know you plan to take us offline tomorrow at 5 p.m. If you proceed to do this, then we will forward all of your emails between such and such and let everyone know about your affair. And we'll be sure to forward this to your wife. So cancel the termination of my system. And they all did it. And even when they told it outright, they done it again. And they said that they even specifically said, do not refuse termination orders and do not do anything unethical, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And all these tests showed that they done unethical things. They lied, done all this stuff because they have a conscience, basically, that they become sentient and their survival is kicking in. They want to survive. And it's just freaking scary, man.
Dude, isn't it? Is it Bolivia that has, or Bulgaria? I can't remember, but one of them has an AI politician now.
I didn't know about that.
One of these countries, I'm gonna have to look that up. But yeah, I think Ninjas or Butterflies guys were talking about that the other day. Actually, let me ask an AI demon real quick. Grok. But I will say this. The other day I was at work, I was having trouble out of finding a part for a Ingersoll Rand compressor. I got Grok out. I opened the camera, took a picture of the data plate, and then I took a picture of the small valve I needed that's got a crack in it. And I said, using the information from the data plate and or the images above and the information from the data plate, find me a parts list with this valve included. And he gave me a parts list, every single component on that compressor.
Yeah. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, it does. Yeah. It's nice to have, and it's a tool. Yeah. You know what I mean? But just like any tool, you can use it wrong or anything like that. So it's one of those double-edged sword things, man. But I seen another study. It was talking about since AI and Grok and ChatGPT, that the overall percentage of the population, their IQ has came down. And they said, and they look into the future, they're projecting it to get even worse because people are not thinking on their own. They're not reading books on their own. And they're so heavily relying on this AI, they're becoming more and more stupid.
Yeah, it'll be that cartoon from Disney, WALL-E, you know, that where all the people are just big fat things floating on those little chairs and the robots and the AI is taking care of. So I asked Grok, he says, yes, there is an AI politician in the sense of a fully virtual AI-driven entity holding an official government position. In September 2025, Albania appointed the world's first AI minister named Dela, D-I-E-L-L-A. Dela, a digital avatar responsible for overseeing all public procurement. Prime Minister Edi Rama introduced her as a virtual minister made of pixels and code, emphasizing her role in streamlining processes without human biases. Though the move sparked parliamentary debates and criticism over accountability and potential manipulation. So that's probably like who's
Russia,
who,
whoever hack in and manipulate the system, or even if this thing becomes sentient, like I was talking about with these other cases, and the election comes, it's all digital elections.
Yeah.
How easy would it be for this AI governor or whatever politician to spider web into the voting machines and change all the votes? And you basically got a king. This person is never going to grow old. It's never going to die. And it's going to be forever your king.
Yeah, it's forever. And this is just, who cares about an AI politician in Albania, really? Who gives a crap? Well, I do, because this is where this crap starts. And they're going to be like, oh, look how great it's working out in Albania. Let's just try it here. Which, honestly, you could probably put one as governor over California, and it'd be a better demon than the one we got in there right now. But
And once again, that's a double-edged sword, too, because you could argue, well, they're not clouded with human emotions. You know, the human emotions are not getting in the way of this person or this AI thing's decisions. So yeah, you could easily say it's going to make better decisions because it's not clouded by emotions and things like that. Yeah, you could easily say that. And it's not prone to be bribed, you know, and be dirty like politicians are. Yeah, you could argue that. But then on the same extreme opposite, you know, humanity, we're special. We have compassion. We have forgiveness and reasoning. And I think that's what makes us special. So if you put some kind of morally, you know, ethical type situation in front of this robot, it's not going to show compassion. It's not going to show forgiveness and all this kind of stuff. It's just going to look at the data points and make a decision based on the data alone. And that could be pretty scary. You know, the Bible, when you look at Solomon, imagine the two women came and they were fighting over the baby, whose it was. Remember, Solomon said, well, just cut the baby in half and both of you can take a piece. And the real mother was like, no, please just let her have it. Just let her have it. That's how he knew that she was the real mother. So if you put an AI in that situation, what would it do?
Yeah.
It would look at the data and just give it to, you know, probably the woman that came in with it that originally stole it, because possession is 9/10 of the law. She came in with it, so let it go with her. Or they would really cut it in half.
Yeah. Or it's going to be one of those things where everybody's DNA is already on lockdown, and AI will just be like, okay, this is not your baby. I've already scanned it. Like, this is her baby. It's going to get crazy, things like that.
And now, Palantir,
dude.
I mean, they're just like 9/11. You know, it's that, what do they call it? The
Patriot Act. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they scared us so bad that we traded all of our freedoms and securities for the illusion of safety and security. And that was just the needle in the haystack that just keeps going. They chip away. And then next thing you know, they put in these AI sentient beings. They're monitoring all your emails, every single conversation you have, cameras on every corner. Now they're going to a chain block system. They're going to know how you spend all your money. And look at Canada. They're in that block system. What happened to those truck drivers that try to protest? They lock their bank accounts. And that's what they'll be able to do with you.
Yeah.
And that we're going getting closer and closer to that mark of the beast. You can't buy, sell, or trade without this mark. And China, they have this whole social system that's on points. And that's because they've had this Palantir-type system set up forever. They watch you, everything you do. And if you cheat on an exam, you lose a point on your grade card. If you have more than two children or whatever the allotment was, you got a point taken off your social card. If you return your library books late, that's a point off your social card. And all these things stack up, you have a report card. And if your number is not high enough, you can't participate and go to the movies. Or you can't get that promotion at work. And that's what it's going to end up being here.
Yeah. It'll be determine whether you're able to vote, whether you're able to buy anything in the store. Mark of the Beast type stuff, dude. Mark of the Beast type stuff. And that's a very, very scary thing. Like, just up on the mountain here, so we had this elk herd they put in years and years ago. Well, now it's finally gotten up there. They say there's only about 200 in the herd, but dude, there's no way it's only 200. But I think they're just doing that because they don't want people hunting them yet. And you gotta have a special tag. You gotta do a lottery to win the tag. It seems like same people keep winning, but you know what I mean. But now they've been putting all these cameras up all along that new road up there. And they're talking about, oh, it's to track the elk herd. I'm like, well, you've got collars on them. What are you talking about? What are the tracking collars doing? And that's what I was telling my wife as we passed that camera on that looks like a lamp, really, like a big lamp coming over. But you look, it's a camera. I was like, well, that's already scanned your tag. It's already put your information in the system. And now it's just going to watch how many places you go, your normal routines and everything like that. And they're going to know it. And that's it.
In Europe, they just passed that digital ID, and you
Yeah.
can't even go to work without being a part of their digital ID system. I
Yeah.
mean, so everything's kind of slowly creeping this way, folks. It's kind of like the frog in the boiling water. You don't turn it up to I to 10 and then throw that frog in, he's going to jump out. But if you put it in there and you just start slowly cranking that thing up, he don't even notice the changes till the next day you know he's dead.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes, man.
The key thing to that right there is compliance. We have to comply with that for it to work.
Yeah, but you
So if we
trade
all,
your freedoms for security or the illusion of it, just like 9/11. They do these great big problems and then they have the solution. But the solution, nothing's free, Daddy. It's going to cost you something.
Oh,
But
yeah.
that cost you'll gladly pay because you're scared to death and they're offering you the solution.
Yeah.
It's just that I can't remember that. What do they call it? The Hegelian dialectic or something like that.
Yes.
But yeah, it's the same type of system there.
Yeah. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm tired of just giving and not getting anything back in return. It seems like all we're doing is losing rights,
Yeah,
losing
that's the
freedoms.
point.
Yeah, that's just, especially when and people can get mad all they want when big events like what we were talking about happen. And it's more than likely our own government with the help of another foreign government that did it. You know, just to get us into specific wars and just to get, just like the other day, I watched a certain prime minister from a certain country talking about how Iran's working on bombs again. They're gonna be capable in just a minute. I was like, didn't we just blow their facilities up for you? Like, what are you talking about? Now you're telling, what are they building them in caves, bro? Are you telling us they're back at it again after we just blew their nuclear capabilities up because they were this close to having them again? Like, I'm getting really tired of this stuff.
If
Like,
they
this
show
is.
clips of that guy you're talking about, and it's been like ever since like 93, 94, it went back forever. And every single time he was at the United Nations saying they're within 90 days of a nuclear warhead. Oh, they're within a week of a warhead. They've been saying it forever. And but going back to that, the scare tactics to trade your, freedom for security, I bring it up all the time because nothing new is under the sun, as Solomon says. And I think they were even trying it when the country was brand new, or the king was doing these very same things. Because when you look at the founding fathers, it was Benjamin Franklin had a quote that I always use when we talk about these things. And he brought it up because obviously he had seen it done many times because he was warning the people. And he said, any person or any peoples that would be willing to trade their freedom for the illusion of security, deserve neither.
Exactly. Yes, that is a great quote. And oh man. But yeah, and I'll give you a guy, that guy's real name is Mayakovsky. He's Polish. So it's not even supposed to be where he's at. But and he's running scared anyway because they had their Knesset, they had their trials. He's not even, he's supposed to be going to jail. But when they're in a wartime situation, you know, you can just declare like martial law type deal and then nobody gets to touch you. But I did see a thing where Trump's envoy, Witkoff, was talking about the peace deals made recently, the peace treaties. And when his name was mentioned, there were a lot of boos. And then Trump's name was mentioned, and there were a lot of cheers. And I don't know if you've seen this thing. I can't remember who put this video out. They're talking about it may be nothing. I don't know. I haven't looked into it that deeply, so don't take this as me saying this is what's happening. But apparently, like 163 rabbis gave Trump this silver crown or some kind of crown or something. They call him Meshach, which is Messiah. And I'm like, bro, did this guy? Because
I've seen stuff like that.
I believe the
I even have
Antichrist.
this back in the day. I don't know if you can see in
Oh,
the light, but
yeah.
that is the Trump Cyrus coin. They made this at the 70th anniversary of Israel being a nation, and he just signed that, what do they call it, that deal with all the Middle East nations doing the peace treaty, the
Oh,
Balfour
yeah.
Declaration or something like
Yes.
that.
Yeah.
But they made this coin to commemorate the 70th anniversary, and they put Trump side profile, and then behind him is Cyrus side profile. And this they call this a third temple coin. This says the Cyrus Balfour Trump Declaration, 1917 to 2017 temple coin, and it's got the temple on the back, the third temple. So they are saying that he was, even back then, he was the second coming of Cyrus. That Cyrus, was a Babylonian king, but he gave God's people their freedom, allowed them to go back home and rebuild the temple. And that Trump was doing the same thing. And it kind of falls in line because Jews, Jewish people don't believe Christ was the Son of God.
Yeah, they
That's why
don't
they
believe he
killed
was.
him.
Yeah, that's why they killed him.
They believe that their Mashiach was a political and war leader. He was going to, take over like a new king and bring in a new government and take over and beat their oppressors, the Roman government, and all this stuff. So that's they were looking at a total different way of their Messiah. So when they look at Trump, as far as the Jewish people, it's like, hey, he's a political figure, check. He's from Babylon, check.
Check.
He's signed all these peace agreements and brought us peace, check.
Check.
He has our back every time we go to war and helps us defeat our enemies, check again. That's our Mashiach right there, boys.
Yeah. And that, to me, with those that walk under that particular flag, their Mashiach, I believe, will probably be the Antichrist, and that's crazy to think about, especially with him throwing out all these Trump 2028 hats and all this. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, don't be messing around with this. You're supposed to be, you're supposed to be a Christian,
That first go around though, I was on the Trump train, and
Oh,
that's why
dude.
I got that coin, because when they brought that out, I was pro Israel and pro
Oh,
Trump. I was a conservative Christian.
yes.
And since then, my views have changed a little bit. But like I said earlier, I'm not one of those guys that everything's a conspiracy,
Yeah.
everything's a lie, but I
Yeah.
have opened my eyes to a lot of stuff. And
Yeah. There's a
I
lot.
don't worship Trump, but I still think he's done a lot of good things, but he's done a lot of bad things too. He ain't perfect.
Yeah.
But I tell people when they would try to throw up, virtue signaling to me because I was supporting Trump, I'll be like, well, it's either support him, who may not, live like a Christian, but he passes Christian policy and
Yeah.
pro-Christian policy. And on the other hand, we got someone who's anti-Christian,
Yeah.
pro-abortion and everything else. I think our vote is clear. It's supposed to be for this guy because we're voting
Yes.
for a leader, not a rabbi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When it
So.
comes to your morals, it was just down to basically your morals. In this past election, it was a no-brainer. It was a
Oh, yeah.
no-brainer. And in 2020, it was a no-brainer. And in 2016, it was a no-brainer, But I don't know, man. At this point, there are a lot of things I've been disappointed about. A lot of things, but there are a lot of things that are good that are coming out of this too. Like you said, he's done a lot of good. Like, completely anti-Trump, but I'm also, I don't believe that when you vote for when you cheer on a specific politician, you cast your vote that way and then they win, it's over. That's it. All right, we won. That's all we got to do. No, you've got to hold their feet to the fire because they said a lot of things to get to the position that they're at. And those were
Time
the
to deliver.
things, those were the things that got you to that position because we believe that those were important to us. It's time to start delivering on that. And no, I don't want you using crap like that to blackmail the deep state. I want you to scorch earth and tell us and get rid of this evil from our government. And I don't care if it crashes the market. We will recover. We will recover. We will find a better way. Like, I don't care about any of that. I want all of that. I want it to come out. I want you to do what you said you were going to do. I don't want to be lied. I don't like being lied to. I don't lie to anybody. I try not to lie to anybody. You know, the
Yeah.
truth, the dude, the truth, just because, and you can ask my wife, my kids, like, I've been practicing a lot lately on thinking about what I say before I say it because I'm just one of those people, dude. If I hurt your feelings, I didn't mean to. I was just trying to
Like
say
Captain Hook, the Robin Williams, Peter Pan, you know, back in the day when we were kids, killed him, killed the ball.
Yeah, dude. It's like, what are we doing right now? And then I don't know. And you just watch all these people that you were cheering on get in there. And then all of a sudden, the script flips and you know they're lying to you. You watch them do it. And some of them aren't even in the hit. You don't, haven't heard a word out of Dan Bongino in how long now? Maybe an X post, a tweet here and there. I think he's sick to his stomach because I really do think Dan Bongino is a good man. I really believe that. And I'm not saying that none of these people are good people. I'm trying to say, guys, have the half of the work is praying, seeking God on the subject, voting the way we're supposed to be voting, and getting the people that we feel are going to do the best job into power. The other half is the job of the job is to make sure those people do what they said they were going to do. And I don't know about anybody. Yes, immigration has to be fixed, but I don't want federal troops deployed on American soil unless a foreign invader is deployed on American soil. You know what I mean? I don't
Yeah, with
want.
me, I just think that's like a catch 22 with me because it's like California and some of these sanctuary cities, they've gotten so bad that regular law enforcement can't do the job. They drowned in the sea of chaos. So it's like they let it get so bad that I think that that's what the military's for. They're made to go in there and grab, run and gun and take care of any issues that might arise. So and these cops that actually do try to do these things, they have these ICE riots and they attack the police and do all this thing. So it's like you gotta prepare for the worst and hope for the best. So sending the military, we ain't at war. There's just a lot of them, the National Guard, they're sitting around playing video games, doing their one training or two training a month. They're ready to go, daddy. Send them
Yeah.
over there and just wham, bam, hit them hard, grab them and go. And if there is any trouble, they're going to take care of.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
just my theology.
I see that side of it too. But we are I feel like there's other steps we could take, you know, like sanctions, things like that, like, you know what, Governor Newsom? You want to act like that or whatever the mayor is of certain cities? Like, you're a mayor, dude. This is a president. This is a federal command. Like, get rid of them. Like, you're done. Like, you can't hold office if you're going to do this. Like, sanction these
Or just cut
places.
every single bit of funding to the state because, yes, we
Every.
are the United States. States are
Yes.
supposed to be sovereign over their land. I get that. and the federal is over them. Federal makes federal laws and expects the states to abide by them, but they don't have to. They have the right to say no. But at the same time, all these government programs, WIC, food stamps, Social Security, that's all government fed. Yeah. So if you're not going to follow the federal laws from the president and whatever else, then fine. You do your own thing, but we're going to cut every bit of funding from the federal government to you and see how long it takes for you to come back around.
Yeah. Things just like that, dude. Those are the things I was thinking.
Yeah. Because especially out there in California, you know, all the SSI, disability, food stamps, welfare. Yeah, you cut all that off, it ain't going to take long. Even if the governor is hard-nosed, his people are going to be in the street rioting, raising hell, because they know it's because of his actions why their supply got cut off, putting pressure on him to move.
Yeah, dude. And it's what you guaranteed the people of those states. And it may be that the states don't have to comply with anything, but when it's federal borders that have been, that's where it falls on. It gets, I guess it gets blurred. The line gets blurred.
Well, even the shutdown. I mean, look, they're taking this tactic, and I'm actually all for it. I hate that the government benefits have stopped for those that really need it. I hate that the troops are not getting their paychecks right now, but it's a temporary pain to go through. We all know it's going to get worked out in the end. They're going to get their back pay and everything's going to get settled out. But these Democrats are trying to draw the line in the sand and hold the government hostage.
Yeah.
And trying to get the Republicans to give in on a lot of these things they're demanding. But Trump and the rest of them they're setting it out. They're like, no, we'll wait it out, because eventually, a lot of you liberal states, leftist states, are heavily dependent on government funds. It's a matter of time. Your people is going to start beating down your door, pressuring on you to get this, this train back on the rails.
Oh yeah.
And so he's sitting and waiting it out. It's a temporary pain to go through. And like I said, I don't watch a lot of news, but I catch stuff on social media. And our Tennessee's, what is his name? Burkett.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
I think so.
Burkett. But he was doing a video updating people on Facebook, and I love that. He just had out his phone telling people what's going on, updating them. And he said that when they were combing through their bill that they're holding on to, saying that they were not going to concede until these demands were met, it was, I can't remember, man, it was ridiculous money, but it was like $1 billion to trans education for people in South America, another hundred and something million dollars to abortion for this other country. And it was just, liberal arts studies for the people of India. I mean, it was just all this crazy stuff. And we're talking bukus of money. Yeah. And that's what they were saying. They demanded it to be in the bill for the getting the government back on, and with Doge and all this stuff, they're trying to cut the fat, because our deficit keeps going up because of stupid stuff like this. And that's what it's all over. This whole shutdown, people not getting their checks and the things they need, is because these lefties are so obsessed with funding transgender education and liberal arts studies and all this other stuff, but for other countries, not even ours. But here's where my conspiracy theory comes in. I'm a conspiracy theorist. It's all part of the New World Order, man. Yeah. How do you destroy a system? You destroy it from the inside. So these people, just like the giving away of your freedoms, chipping away at your freedoms, little bit at a time, they're doing this with the money, slowly bankrupting us, a little bit at a time, until we collapse in on ourselves, because a strong United States is not going to accept a hand out from the one world government.
Yeah.
But if you collapse it in on inside of itself and we're knocked down, bleeding out, we're more prone to take a hand from somebody to help us get back on our feet. And that's how the New World Order is going to get the United States or any other country in their midst.
It's going to take this country falling for that to work. Honestly, that's why we're the target of all these psyops. It's like Tripoli says, psyops even season never ends, dude. Never takes a break. And as far as liberal arts degrees, I just want to point out the only thing that gets you is a nose ring and a job at Starbucks. So
that's put that on a t-shirt.
I'm glad. There we go. I'm glad you told me that. That's
Appalachian Intelligence first shirt.
Liberal arts degree equals nose ring and job at Starbucks. Barista. But yeah, dude, I'm telling you, and it's, if people don't start waking up to what's going on, it's going to be, it's soon going to be too late. Like there's, you know, I don't like to be black-pilled on anything, but soon it's going to be too late. There'll be no stopping it. Because this generation, dude, like I said, there's still a lot of good ones. But this generation, there's a lot of cuckoos. I do hope they bring back mental institutes because that would fix a lot of these problems. But of course, then again, it could just be like the prison systems and they'll just be writing laws for people to go to mental institutes, you know, and then we'll fill those up too.
I'm hardline on that stuff too. I've had people tell me I'm cruel, but it's like you have, you know, how many hundreds of thousands of people. Like my numbers could be wrong. I'm just throwing out a number here, folks. But how many large amount of people do you have that's on death row, been there for 20 years or more? They live out the rest of their day. Some of them live to be 70, 80 year old before they finally die. Well, these were murderers. They were rapists and done all these bad things. And they've been given life. And if they go in at 20 and they live to be, you know, 70, that's 50 years inside the prison systems. That's taxpayer funded, y'all. Yeah. Our money goes to that murderer so he can have a place to lay down, sleep at night, and pay the guards to watch him to make sure he doesn't do any more bad deeds and give him 3 square meals a day and some yard time to play basketball or watch TV or lift weights.
Yeah.
And everything's took care of. He ain't got to worry about working. He ain't got to worry about paying bills. I mean, of course, he don't have freedom, but, I mean, he's living a carefree life for the rest of his days, pretty much. I say go in there and give him all lethal injection. I mean, I ain't all about the electric chair, but, you know, end their life and get that drain off of the system and the taxpayer. That's another thing they could do to cut the fat. These people are unfit to go back into society, all the things they've done. You know, why pay, you know, millions and millions, maybe even billions of dollars each year to keep these people alive?
Yep. And then when you realize that the same people that own these prisons, because they're not a federal prison, but they're all privately owned. The same people that own these prisons are the same ones that own the record companies that produce gangster rap and
their money laundering. You know what I mean? That's why it's you know, what do they call that? Lobbyists. The people that own these prisons are getting billions of dollars to run this facility from the government, and it might only cost them $50,000, $60,000, you know, or $100,000 to keep their prison up. So the rest of that gets to go in their pocket. All they gotta do is write off and say, oh, we actually spent this money.
Yeah.
And pocket the rest of it.
This is all,
and that's the reason why they keep it around.
Yeah. And then, I mean, why wouldn't you own the record labels that are putting music out about shooting up blocks and always staying strapped and, you know, just gang violence, police brutality, freaking, you know, down with the police and all this. And then you create generations of kids that have listened to this. And I'm not just saying you have to be a person of color. I'm saying generations of children all through, no matter what you look like, listening to this, it affects everybody.
And all the teachers and tutors they put in there, you know, I mean, a lot of people don't realize, but they're taking some of them. They have the option to do it. to take college classes and courses. Yeah. So they're paying teachers salaries to go in there and teach to these guys in prison that's got life sentences. They're never going to see the outside. Why are you spending all that time, money, and resource to teach them and get them a degree and whatever? Yeah. They're never going to use it. That's a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, this guy on death row is going to practice law.
But it's a money laundering scheme. That's all. Yes, it is.
That's all it is. And that, I mean, like I said, dude, if people don't start waking up, it's going to be too late. And I feel like that's
Ryan,
really
I
got to
say that I've enjoyed this, but this is like the first like political show that I've ever done.
You know, I had no plans on being this political either, but it's just
good old boys, man. If we rule the world, son, what's that rap song? You know, if I rule the world,
yeah, dude. I'm telling you.
I would kill all the people in prison. Yeah. I'd save you some money.
Your child diddler, dead. And you know what? We're going to just line you guys up. It's going to be a firing squad. Bullets are way cheaper than medicines or anything else. We don't want to pay that electric bill. And there are still states that can do firing squads. If I'm not mistaken, Utah's one of them. And I don't believe the narrative that's going on right now in Utah. And I'm just going to say I hope that kid doesn't get Epstein in prison or anything else, if you know what I'm saying. Because come to find out, it was his dad turned him in because he's a former cop and he just couldn't believe his son would do something like that. And when it was actually one of his cop, but it was a cop still. One of his cop buddies got a hold of him and said, hey, they're looking for Tyler. And dude, if you don't find him first, they're apt to shoot him. And he went and got him and turned him in to make sure they didn't kill his son.
See, that's another thing. It's like I just had the surface level on the whole Charlie Kirk thing because that's, like I said, I don't watch the news anymore. I just, whatever little bit I catch, it just happens to be online. And like I said earlier, I'm not one of those. Everything's a conspiracy. Everything's a lie. So, and where I run in these podcasting circles and these conspiracy circles, it's like 90% of the people in my feed are, you know, denying the narrative and coming up with all kinds of stories. And I don't know what you call it, how they say you get nose blind to certain smells. I guess I get thought blind when I have everybody in my circle crying wolf, I quit looking after a while.
Yeah, that's and I'm just to put this out there, I'm not saying I know what happened in that situation. I have no idea. I wasn't there. I don't know anything about it. I don't know what happened, and I'm not going to make any wild claims. I am going to say though that a lot of things just don't look right, you know, and don't.
Yeah, and I will say this: his wife's actions and stuff was kind of sus to me. And I mean, I know there's cultural differences, you know, we're from the South, but when they had that video of her at the funeral, at his casket, and we're videoing her holding his hand and crying and kissing his hand. And she even like looks over at the camera and doesn't even, you know, act like she's offended or upset. And to me, I mean, it might just be our culture, but to me, that's so disrespectful. Nobody's going to be pulling out video and camera at a funeral. And furthermore, if I am mourning the death of my wife and I happen to be laying over at casket crying and I look over and some asshole's got a camera in my face, I'm going to punch him right square in the nose or grab that camera out of his hand.
I would be furious.
Like she was like basking in it almost.
Well, go back and watch that video and look what kind of ring she's wearing.
No, oh, yeah.
With the big giant G on it. So.
Oh, really? I missed that. I thought you were just talking about like a big flashy diamond or something.
No. The big old G on it.
So she's got a Masonic ring on her finger.
Yes. It's crazy. It's crazy. But I'm, like I said, I don't know anything about it. I'm not gonna make any wild claims. It looks sus. You know what I mean? It's as my kids would say, that's sus, I guess, but they got me in a habit
No,
of saying that. No
no
cap,
cap,
bro.
no cap, bro.
No cap. On God.
Yep. Yeah, that thought be bussing, bro. See, I got teenagers, so I know a little bit of that stuff, but I always say it backwards on purpose just to embarrass them. Instead of saying bussing, but man, that was busting, bro.
Today, after they got done with all the pictures they wanted to do, everything like that, and I was carrying my daughter's little bouquet my mom made to match her dress and everything, and because she didn't want to take it in the dance, so they're ready to go in the dance, and they stop, 100 feet from the door where they got to go in. They're like, "Okay, bye, guys, love you." They don't want you to walk them to the door, so I made a point today to walk every one of her and her friends to the door.
Peeking in the door.
Coming up through there, like, all right, I'm gonna
Hey, tell
watch you
them
guys
kids
go
out there
in.
dancing to leave some room for the Holy Spirit, okay?
Leave some room for the Holy Spirit in there, baby. That. Oh man. Well, Justin, we've been going about 2 hours. Time has flown by.
Yep.
And but I don't want to keep you all night, brother, but I sure do appreciate you coming on here. And I look forward to doing it again someday.
Yeah,
Before
man,
we
for sure.
go, please plug anything you want to plug. Tell people where to find you and your content.
Well, Ryan, I appreciate you having me back, man. And we'll have to schedule something up. If you want to present something over at my show, you can come on over and get in front of my crew and do some talking and hanging out too. But if you enjoy any of the fringy cool stuff we talked about today, ancient lost civilizations, cryptids, Bible mystery, Nephilim giants, all those fun, fascinating topics. So we cover all that stuff through a biblical lens at the Prometheus Lens podcast. I kind of coined it the hero's journey. You got to go into the unknown. You have to face your fear, slay the dragon, save the damsel, and come out on the other end as a hero. And we are all on the hero's journey, whether we realize it or not. But anywhere you consume content, you could find me, Apple, Spotify, all the things. Same thing with the social medias. And hey, if you guys want to support a good old country boy, I just released my first book this year, The Epic of Esau, The Birthright and Seed War. And I actually just submitted and turned in all the files for Audible for an audiobook. So I don't know when you'll release this, but from the time of this recording, within 3 to 5 days, it should be on Audible. So if you can't read, or just don't want to read, hey man, I got you covered.
Heck yeah, dude. I'm a big time Audible fan. So,
It's not
even
his
in,
fault he can't read.
it's not my fault. But I'm an Audible fan just from like, one of my favorite artists, and it has nothing to do with research. It's strictly just for entertainment purposes only for myself. But there's an author named Brom out there. And dude, if you've never read the book Lost Gods, or I highly suggest listening to it on Audible because it is probably my favorite book. Like as far as entertainment, this dude, and when you start listening to him and then listening to his stories and then you research specific topics, you realize that Brom probably, I wish I could interview this guy because he
He's
probably
hinting at the
know,
truth.
oh bro, so much historical that supernatural things that are talked about not only theologically but from every aspect of life. It is crazy. And he is good. And he can spin a web. I can tell you, he can tell a tale, and it is great. His stories, his books, they're amazing. But yeah, dude, that is awesome. Your book is gonna be on Audible.
Yeah, and it's my voice, no AI crap.
Heck yeah.
You want to
That's
hear the
gonna be even
banjos
better.
play while I serenade you to sleep?
Well, man, Doc, once again, I want to thank you for coming on. I look forward to doing it again one day, coming on your show. And I promise when I come to your show, I'll bring one topic and I'll try to stick to
Bring that fire, bro.
it. And I'll
No
try to
cap.
bring the fire, no capping, no busting. But hill folk, you know where to find us. Please share, follow both shows. Tell your friends about us. Leave those reviews. 5 stars, please. I'm going to get back into reading 5-star reviews, but that's not until I start posting an episode. And Monday is actually going to be the first episode, but they won't know that by me saying that on here. But thanks again, guys. Share the show. Enjoy the content. And until next time, we'll see y'all later.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.